This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. Happy Monday. Monday, April 19th, 7:37 in the morning, and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. You can visit them at one of their four locations and get all kinds of help with your remodel, and they'll show you incredible stuff. You could also follow them on Instagram where they post pictures of all the stuff they've got, and there's great ideas there.
There really are.
And
every
also
day
visit.
A new idea.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really neat to look at. In fact, I wish I was brave enough. Well, first of all, you'd have to, you know, have a lot of things to redo. But, you know, some of this stuff, it's like so incredible. But you got to be brave to go like, I'm going to go for that blue... colored
with the metallic
like that's cool.
They have some great like mod 60 stuff too. I'm like, oh, that is so awesome.
Look at this Instagram.
It's All Natural Stone on Instagram
and allnaturalstone.com on the internet. All right, today's weather, mostly sunny, highs in the 60s and low 70s. Should be pretty nice wherever you are today. I got a couple things to run down here for you. First of all, less than a month until your taxes are due. So
yay.
I know we got that sort of extension because this, everything's weird. Yeah. Everything is weird. So
it is,
but don't forget it's due on the 17th of May. So you've got less than a month or, you know, a month ish.
Right.
In order to get that stuff in.
Mine are off my plate. Finally. Are yours?
I did mine over the weekend. So I've got to. They actually have to do them, but my part's done.
Oh, I signed, sealed, delivered, paid the money I owed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got it done.
What a relief.
It really is. I just want it off my plate.
The whole first quarter of the year is screwed by that. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Hangs over your head like, oh.
Awful. All the stuff. There's all kinds of beginning of the year stuff.
Okay, so there's that. Don't forget, less than a month, or it's a month-ish.
All right.
Also, I wanted to mention, this is from today's USA Today. Every state is now opening the COVID-19 vaccine for 16 and up.
Yeah.
So
that's
this
great.
Is
nationwide
right
now.
Today's the day. All of the United States has the same deal, which is 16 and up. Go get your vaccine. So that's good news, as there had been some states that weren't on the plan, like we already are doing that.
Right.
One of the other things I should mention is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was paused looks like it will be available, or the pause will be lifted by this Friday. They'll probably put some restrictions or be more detailed in the questionnaire you have to answer before you get it. But there was a big hope on this vaccine because it's the one shot, because it doesn't need special care. That was the one that was really going to hit the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And it unfortunately doesn't look like that'll be the case. Many people have argued the small percentage of people who've
minuscule
had troubles
percentage
due to it shouldn't be an issue. But I would argue every one of those people is a people.
It is, and they have a person, and they right. and they have a family, and they have
so
friends.
So it's easy
and
to say, it's only six people. Well, that's six people.
Yep.
None of those people wanted to have the trouble they've had from it. Thanks. Right. So anyway, they are going to lift it. It looks like it's going to happen this weekend or by this weekend. And right now they say in the United States, about a third of adults are fully vaccinated and over 50% of the U.S. adult population has received at least one vaccine.
Wow. That's great.
And I'm in the one vaccine department and I've got my next one tomorrow.
Yeah, I think mine is Thursday. We'll be fully vaccinated.
So this
vaccinated.
Week, both yeah. of us could just mm-hmm. be tweaked.
Well, we need, what is it, 2 weeks after the second vaccination, they consider mm-hmm. you to be at ultimate tolerance.
Well, let's ultimate. Hope neither of us suffer really bad side effects.
Yeah.
I already started vitamins and I got to ramp up my water intake.
I see. So. All right. Don't forget to swing your arm around a lot.
Right. The old chicken wing.
Right. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. This is for you because I know you love outer space stuff. The Ingenuity helicopter has successfully completed its historic flight on Mars and safely landed back on the surface.
So exciting.
I feel like it could have dropped out of the sky from the height it rose to because it didn't look that high. But whatever. Hey, they're on Mars.
Right.
It's a faraway place.
They got a thing going on Mars right now.
The first powered controlled flight on another planet took place just after midnight this morning.
So, incredible.
Incredible. So that's pretty neat, I guess. And you can see the video footage. It's just, it lifts off and it's up.
Yay. Now they got to get crazy with it. Now they got to fly that thing all over the place. Come on, let's get that thing rolling.
Well, all right. Last I heard, they were having trouble with the battery and that they were like, we got to shut this thing down or we're going to lose it for good.
We need to send it an update.
And all of a sudden, it's flying. So
it's
whatever
amazing.
They did worked out. Good for them.
Woo-hoo.
While we're talking about outer space, I just would like to remind the people who are here on this planet with us, Thursday is Earth Day. Let's try to do a good job this week taking care of the planet we actually live on.
Yes.
You know,
it would be great
right
if we'd been doing that all along.
Agreed.
Maybe we'll learn. If we ever get another planet, we'll be like, we got to take care of this one.
It would
you
be
see
nice.
What
right.
And
hopefully
one.
We do learn. Like, yeah. The ocean isn't a toilet. Please stop it.
Yeah. It's also not a garbage dump.
And away, there is no away.
Right. It's somewhere.
Right. Duh. Come on. Get with the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was neat, I guess, because I thought, oh, look at that. It's local.
Oh,
Dustin
what is it?
Hall, age 37, and his wife, Raquel, age 34. This couple lost a staggering 432 pounds to become parents. So apparently they'd been trying to have kids. Dustin weighed in at, let me see here. He was over, there it is. He was 534 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And his wife, let me get her.
she's not her nearly weight. As large.
No, she's not. But
is this post-weight loss?
No.
So this is before.
You're looking at pre, uh-huh.
So
that's
they,
a good shot
the,
of both
the
of
pictures
them.
Of their weight loss are miraculous. Like, they look incredible, first of all.
Wow.
They're different
and
people.
Wow, they're totally different people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
But here's the deal. Basically, the doctor said, first of all, to the man in the cup of the couple, they're like, you're going to die. You got like 6 months to live. You can't even walk down
and
the block
be a dad,
without having
right.
to take a seat in order to.
And he's young. I mean, these are people, they look like they
37.
Might even be. Oh, is that they're older than I thought? I
no,
thought they
he's
looked
37.
Younger.
She's 34. She lost 115 pounds. But the doctor said the only way you guys are going to get pregnant is if you lose the weight. And they did.
And then they got pregnant?
And they got pregnant. So I don't like doing ads for that. What do they call that band surgery?
Gastric bypass.
That's what they used. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they say this couple's from Lathrop?
I've heard of Lathrop.
Yeah. Well, they call it Northern California, but it must be Reading bound.
Where is it? I don't know.
It's not anywhere around here.
I feel like I've heard Lathrop.
I don't recognize it anyway. Anyway, they say that they'd been trying to have kids for 7 years. They finally took the doc's advice. They lost the weight. They both look great, feel better, and now they have a little bundle of joy. And I feel I'm happy for them. That's a big
wonderful.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. Lathrop is looks like south of Sacramento.
It's south of Stockton. It's like right next to Stockton.
Oh yeah, look at that. Lathrop. Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, apparently he dropped the weight first because he was in danger of
dying.
Right, and then she saw how well it went for him, and she did it. And congratulations, there they are.
Good for them. That's great.
Baby.
You know, they get a now they're going to have the energy to chase after the baby.
Which is exactly what you need. Because,
it's exhausting.
Boy,
you have no idea what you're in for.
Even the people who tell you.
They can't tell you. You don't listen to them. You go, oh, no, not me. My kid will be, it'll be different for me. Yeah, yeah.
Believe me, I said all that stuff about all the stuff. Every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's other people's marriages. Oh, yeah. Those are other people's kids. Oh, then there you are.
That's
there you are.
Mine will go.
Living it
like,
and going,
wow,
they all
weird.
Told me. And I didn't want to believe them. Oh, well.
Well.
Someone ranked the snobbiest states in America.
Okay.
And who do you think came in at number one?
I'm going to guess Massachusetts since you're staring at me.
Uh-huh. And who do you think came in at number two?
California?
No, Vermont. Vermont and Massachusetts.
New England states. That's funny. You know, if you had asked me without, you know, give me the eye wink, I would have said New York. I feel
New
like...
New York came in at four, but who do you think came in at three?
Pennsylvania.
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Yeah,
and who do you think came in at number five?
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Oh.
And who do you think came in at number six?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Yes. Massachusetts. Vermont.
Seven.
Connecticut. New York. New Hampshire and Rhode Island.
Yeah.
There's your top six.
How about, is seven Maine?
No, seven's California.
Oh, okay.
Because
Maine,
there you go.
I was going to say, actually,
you really,
Maine has
you've
no
got
room
it
to be
all
snobby.
Covered.
Yeah, I know a lot of snobs.
Young lady.
Yeah.
Number eight is Oregon. Number nine is Maine. And number 10 is Virginia. These are the most, these are the snobbiest states. They looked at graduation rates, how many people got their degree in arts or humanities. How many top-tier universities there are in general, how much wine people drink around there, and other things. But Massachusetts is the snobbiest state in our union.
Or it's the best educated with the best taste. I don't know. One of those.
Which is weird, because if you hear a person's accent from Massachusetts, you'd go, you're snobby to me? You are snobby to me.
It is funny when you hear...
Jay! What is it, bro?
What's crazy is that guy's got his master's in aerodynamics or something.
What is it, bro? Jay!
What the hell is that thing? Oh, Jay, there's some good meat on that thing.
We got to call the aquarium.
We should call the aquarium, Jay.
We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
Something,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man, look at this thing. Holy what the is that? Oh man, Jay, it's dead, bro, or something. Oh my god, Jay.
Oh my god, Jay.
That
I
want to
hear Jay talk.
Among the snobbiest people in
so
our
funny.
Union, everyone.
Yeah. Well, I take issue with that because I think that they're what they're saying there is that if you're educated, you're snobby. That's they're basing it on people who graduated from universities and where the top universities are. I'm not going to apologize for that. Obviously,
you're wine drinking.
Yeah, I don't drink any wine.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised it's not California.
Yeah.
With all the
I don't drink wine and I'm not well educated. So there you go. That's no wonder I left that state. Bunch of snobs.
You couldn't keep up.
I couldn't. You need to turn your mic up more.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mentioned this earlier as for a minute we had a break this weekend as Maka came to visit and the kids
yeah, you
were
got
gonna
to go
hang
on
with
a date
Maka
and everything.
And but you know that we're still in a pandemic and so there we are looking at each other like, what can we do? Like honestly, let's go do something. what could we do? And we ended up going to a restaurant and just eating on their outdoor patio. And
what a crazy adventure, though.
It was.
First time in over a year, Vinny.
That is the point. According to a new survey, a third of people say that during the pandemic, doing laundry has been one of the highlights of their week.
Oh, how
incredibly sad.
Here's a full top 10 list of the very ordinary things that have become weekly highlights, like exercising. It's number one. Taking a walk. Taking a walk is a big adventure in people's weeks.
I love
right
walking.
Now.
It does. I love walking too, and I do feel like it's, you know, there's a couple houses under construction. I like to see the progress, and
oh, yeah.
You know, because we always go on the same. It's nice. And you're outside. You're breathing. You only pull your mask up when you're passing people. It's nice. It's an adventure. You never know.
Trip
what you'll
to
see.
The grocery store.
Yeah.
High on the list of adventures during our pandemic, watching your favorite TV show, watching a movie, filling up the gas tank ranks.
Oh, boy.
Also, reading, doing the laundry, making breakfast, and baking. These are the things that we look to as our weeks have drawn on and on and on. Exercising is number one adventure we encounter.
That's not an adventure.
During our pandemic.
The drudgery has become exciting. You know what Bryn did for exercise this weekend? He's, can I say? Are you allowed to say?
No, I carried a bunch of concrete to help. Yeah, some
50, 60-pound bags of concrete from his car to his backyard.
What do you need that? Hold on.
That's the part I don't know.
What do you need that for? And you're doing it yourself?
Yeah.
He's making his own tomb, like Prince Philip.
Yes, he's making a crypt in his backyard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What?
Are you going to lower yourself in?
Yeah, you got to get one of those special lowering
mechanisms. The Prince Philip thing inspired me.
He just disappeared through the floor. Should we be concerned?
So you're just going to cement
down
in
there?
The whole yard. Is that what you're up to?
No, I'm not actually. I'm not doing that at all.
You should just say you are. Just say I'm building a patio, and then we'll stop asking questions about it.
No, it's actually just a fence post thing. A bunch of fence posts.
Clearly, so many fence posts.
So he's lying right now, right? I mean, that's just BS. Right. Okay.
What are you?
All right. Well,
I'm sorry
fine.
I brought
Don't
it up.
Tell
I'm just saying that's a good workout. He was like, oh, I got my workout in. I'm like, oh, yeah.
What did you
fun.
Say? 60, 50 pound bags?
Uh-oh. 50, 60 pound bags.
Oh,
I went for the lighter ones.
Okay.
There are 80 pound bags, and I was like, I'm old. I'll grab the 60 pound bags. So I got a pallet of that.
There's
you had
a
to
difference.
Make extra trips. Oh, hell yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to do the 80 pound bags, you know.
When
the
you were young.
The young brain used to do that. I'm going to go for the 60 pound bags.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you don't want to throw that back out.
Oh, no.
Nope. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, drinking wine does not make you a snob. LOL. No,
okay.
It doesn't. You're right. A lot of people know where Lathrop is. Duh, you guys. Manteca and Stockton. Right next to Traxy. Okay.
Tracy?
I think that's what they meant, but, you know.
Traxy.
I really like when someone's correcting you and then they screw up their own text. Justice, right?
It is.
Don't take Tylenol or ibuprofen before your second COVID shot. It might mess with the efficacy. Take after. Yeah, I knew that for the first one. You're not supposed to take that stuff. It will interfere with the antibodies argument inside your body.
I see. You don't want any interference in that argument. Let that one play out.
Right.
Hmm.
I'm worried. Like, a lot of people are having second day reactions that are, you know, very fluey. And look, if you have to take a day off or if I need to take this Friday off, I mean, my thing is on Thursday, so. Geez, you know,
well,
I know.
Just plan ahead and go ahead and take it off.
Why don't we take off? We'll take off Wednesday and Friday this week. Yeah,
that's actually, I'm very honestly worried myself, as I've heard many people who have had, you know, rough, fluey second vaccines. So
some people really rough, fluey second vaccines.
Maybe we should be sort of on alert and ready in case the two hosts go down this week. I'm hoping not, though.
You'll be fine. You'll get something for like an hour and then it'll go away.
Well, not everybody's the same, Nicole.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Nicole. Older people get it a little worse.
He's got a yard to work on. Please let the show be off for 2 days. Right, Bryn?
That's not true.
I gotcha.
Come on.
Let's see here. The risk of blood clots from the female birth control is way higher than the problem they're having with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I understand that, but not everybody's being sold the birth control pill the same way they're trying to sell this vaccine.
Right.
And so, and plus you just hear that in the news and it makes you worry.
It does, so, for sure.
I understand
it's good that the medical community is well aware of how to treat this, because this one is like a specific thing. They wouldn't want to treat you with the regular stuff that they would treat with, and just, you know, be on alert.
And look, birth control, while we use it so regularly, it can have wild effects on a woman's
everything.
Body, on her headspace, on her emotions. Those kinds of things, you got to get that right.
Yeah, you do.
Or it can really cause trouble.
Yeah, but it got rid of my acne, so I'm going to stay on it.
Right. Right. Well, and then there's the IUD. That's another one. Those work pretty great.
They're great.
And yet you got to get that one right, too, because there can be some emotional problems that come there.
Well, I'm very emotional anyway, so. I use all the birth controls. I just get them all. Just,
so you have the one in your arm?
Yeah, I get that one. Mm. I get the one where they, you have to wear pants that have a lock on them. I have that one, too.
Oh, get out of here, you.
Yeah.
Just got to be covered.
The weird thing about Sarah, she probably maybe doesn't want to say this, but she didn't use birth control forever, and they never got pregnant. Forever. Right. Nothing.
Nothing.
And then she's like, well, we're going to try to get pregnant. What are you going to change? I guess the one thing.
The one thing.
The one thing.
And then we get pregnant. I don't even want to, like, because so many people have trouble. I actually feel kind of bad about it, but we tried 1 month and we got pregnant. I was like, oops.
Yeah.
Because you don't think it's going to, I was like, in my head, I'm like, we're never getting pregnant. Fine,
well, that's
John,
not a method you expect to actually work for the entire length of your relationship.
I know. We'd been together, 10 years. And
we're all on the same page here about that one thing, right?
That one thing, yep.
Yeah, the exit.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other. That's not.
Yeah, no, you can't say anything
I don't
else.
Recommend it, though. Don't do that. That's... It's not safe, and just, you know. It's, you know, if you're really trying to not get pregnant, get all the other stuff that I was talking, the panties with the lock and the thing you shoot in your arm and an IUD and use the sponge and also spermicidal jelly. And
what's the sponge?
And the pill. Oh, the sponge.
They don't make it anymore.
They don't make that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I'm beyond out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Purple Urkel and Demi Lovato. After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.